The Russian President Vladimir Putin has proposed sweeping constitutional changes that could extend his hold on power indefinitely. The proposals prompted his protege, the Prime Minister, Dmitry Medvedev, to resign along with the entire Russian government. If implemented, the plan would shift power to the Russian parliament. It could also allow Mr. Putin to continue in another capacity after his current term ends in 2024. Let's talk now to Evan Gershkovich, who's a journalist with the Moscow Times. A very good morning to you, Evan, and thanks for taking our call this morning. This is a plan that seems to have taken pretty well everybody, including the Russian government, which are all gone now, of course, by surprise.
Yeah, it was an absolute whirlwind of a day yesterday. We woke up preparing for Putin's State of the Nation address, which has been happening annually now for two decades, and is usually quite run-of-the-mill. He announces some measures, usually socioeconomic, speaks about tensions with the West, and calls it a day. Near the end of that speech, we started hearing about constitutional changes, which we had been expecting before 2024, as was mentioned, for Putin to find a way to stay on in power. We were not expecting Medvedev to resign and the full government. One of his ministers, speaking anonymously to a Russian outlet, said that they didn't even find out about it until moments before the announcement. That's how tightly sealed these plans were. Usually there's some rumors or gossip that can be gleaned. Yesterday there was absolutely nothing that would have led us to believe this would happen.
Right. The essence of the plan then is what, and in what way might it allow Mr. Putin to, who's been in power since around 2000, to continue on after 2024?
With the resignation of Medvedev, Putin yesterday put forward a new fresh face to take his place as prime minister. He's currently, we're waiting for him to be confirmed in parliament that this morning, that should be a done deal. His name is Mikhail Mishustin. He's a very little known tax chief. He's been running Russia's tax revenue service for the past 10 years. Before that, he was in IT, and he has no political ambitions to speak of. What this says is that he perhaps is a technocratic placeholder until Putin can figure out who his successor might be. But yeah, going back to the State of the Nation address, where some constitutional changes were announced, or proposed constitutional changes, with pulling power away from the presidency into other governing bodies, Putin would be able to step into some other role. We're not exactly sure which role this could be yet. It could be as prime minister, like he did between 2008 and 2012, when he last ran into the constitutionally mandated consecutive term limit. It could be in some other capacity. But Putin himself did exclude the possibility yesterday of continuing on as president for a third term, which means the constitution wouldn't be changed to allow a president to stay on for a third consecutive term.
Right. Now, any changes would be subject to approval in a referendum, but Mr. Putin is, polls suggest, very popular still, and of course he controls great swathes of the media, so would there be a question about whether these proposals might make it through on a referendum?
I don't think there would be any doubts that these proposals would go through a referendum. What's interesting to note is that Putin may have been just paying lip service to that idea yesterday in the speech. Immediately after the State of the Nation address had ended, the head of the Central Election Commission said that she was ready to support a referendum, but that it may not even be needed for these proposals to be pushed through. She said there could be some public discussion or something else. So we'll even have to see if there is a referendum. At this point, it's unclear. What seems likely is that whatever changes Putin wants to take place will likely take place.
Will he face any opposition?
At this point, no. I mean, the opposition in Russia is sidelined. It is quite small. We did see last summer, these made the international stage, the protests in Moscow. Those have faded away. As you mentioned, Putin's approval ratings hover around 65-67%. That's much lower than after the annexation of Crimea, where there was a burst of nationalism and patriotism. But it's still quite high, especially compared to other world leaders. It doesn't appear likely that there will be any sort of strong opposition to this plan.
We leave it there. Thanks indeed to Evan Gershkovich, a journalist with the Moscow Times.